It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Goddamn. Hello, motherfuckers. My name is Mr. Mega with a double G, the BLA double K genius. And once again, we are gathered here to get into the shits. Yes, sir. Yo, they don't need no introduction. Come
on
now.
You know when you say get into the sheets, it sounds more like something that's going down on the bed.
Ooh.
Get into the sheets. I'm like, okay. count me out for now.
Let's go. Threesome KO. I mean,
yeah, what's up?
Whoa. I said threesome, man. Detox is already out of the picture. What to do, bro? Are we still?
No, well. Never.
It's the 4Play Podcast brought to you by Cool FM Kano. Yes, the Black Genius is in the house. You already heard the voice of D Talkie Talkie. And of course, KO in the building. But of course, we not. What? Yo, the team would not be complete if there isn't a lady in our midst. What's up?
I'm good. What's up, guys?
I'm Scarlett, by the way. Today, we are going to be talking about something that the guy should not be insecure about. I'm just going to tell you where I stand straight away before we get into the shenanigans. But we're talking about why guys find it extremely difficult to have their girls have male besties. And maybe somewhere along the line of the conversation, we'll see if ladies wouldn't mind as well if they have a problem with guys having female besties. Let me start with Detox. What is the problem?
Have you not been reading the blogs about how it was a bestie that did this and that? I mean, I have a theory though. There's no research that I conducted for this, but I feel like more than half of men or guys want to smash their female besties. At least more than half. I mean, if they got the chance, the right thing, or maybe the girl slightly made the move, they'll be fucking, man. This is my theory. So that whole, he's just my bestie thing, I just feel like they just haven't gotten themselves in the right position. They're gonna do it.
No, that's not true.
Let's go, Scarlett.
Okay.
I don't think it's actually true. Like, maybe you're talking from like a male standpoint. Maybe you want to fuck your bestie. Like, if you have a bestie, probably you want to fuck your bestie. But I don't understand why men complicate issues by wanting to have sex with their besties. It makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. And I don't think besties fuck.
So all these things we've been reading in the blogs must be fake news then.
Yeah, fake.
Who do y'all fuck though? I want to know. I mean, ladies will tell you that, the moment you want to get into their panties, you have to be someone that they feel comfortable around.
Sounds like a bestie.
You know what?
So Scarlett.
Yes, Scarlett, I'm here. I'm asking a question, y'all, because I want to know who y'all be smashing now though. Random strangers?
We be smashing our smashing interests. Ladies have smashing interests. Of course, you have to become. As a man, you cannot even be fucking somebody you're not comfortable with. I don't think that works. I don't think that happens.
Did you say as a man or as a woman?
It works over time.
Are you kidding? That is gutter behavior. That's gutter behavior, because you have to be comfortable with someone to be able to go that deep with that person to the point where you guys are like, sharing some kind of fluid. That is too deep for you to just do it just anybody.
We're talking about the bestie here. This is not just anybody. I mean, let me even ask the guys, do they agree with my theory that at least more than half of the guys really want to smash their besties? Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, for me, I think, first of all, I would say this insecurity goes both ways. Girls don't usually feel comfortable if their guy has a female bestie, just as guys won't feel comfortable if their girl has a female bestie. But I feel, a lot, for me personally, I can't speak for other guys. I've had a female bestie for a long time, and I've never had the desire to smash. If I do, if that day does come, I will make it clear. I will never be doing some kind of game where I want to pretend I'm her bestie. The moment I have that feeling that, I'm attracted to this babe, I'm making the move immediately. So I'm not going to be a girl's bestie because I want to smash her, that kind of thing. But I feel like if as a guy or girl, yeah, you've had a bestie of the opposite gender, you won't be too insecure about your partner having one.
It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast.
What do you say, Mega?
Whoa, KO, man. Aren't you scared that you lose that friendship though by having to tell them? I feel like there's certain things that probably will have to go to the grave.
That's the thing. If you know you're making that move, but the way people talk about it is as if guys, I don't know if they do it, so guys are being besties with girls that they want to have sex with. I would never do that.
But now, I have to agree with Detox to a certain extent when he said what he said, you know, to get us started. Because, you know, honestly, I feel like there's some guys who they want to smash. We don't know how to come forth and tell you, you know what? I really should be hitting that. So they try to, you know, get super cordial. But then it gets to a point where you're passing the wrong message to the girl. The girl sees you as, maybe this guy is not really. Maybe this guy doesn't really want to go down with me. He just wants to be friends because you probably have been friends for so long. And then the friend zone has been furnished.
Hey, and that's the great punchline. Once you put yourself in that friend zone, you're already at a disadvantage.
Mm.
If a guy sees your girl and just wants to approach her because he wants to smash, that's like, there's nothing you can do. But if the dude has been friend zoned already, he has a tougher time, in my opinion. It's like, yo, you play the sucker for how long? I don't think most girls appreciate that.
And in your situation, you were not in the friend zone, right?
I don't even know if we're just friends.
Friends,
friends.
Yeah, that's true.
So that
doesn't count.
It doesn't really count because I don't want to smash the girl.
Facts.
But the thing is, I mean, I don't think guys. I don't think that's like the intention from the start. I feel like it's not like, I want to smash this girl. So the first step is to let's be besties. Not necessarily. I mean, most guys or girls who are besties or friends, they didn't exactly plan to be friends. You know how friendship works. It just happened, and then you guys are of opposite sex, and now you become very close friends. But as time goes on, you know, maybe I just feel like both sexes, guys or girls, begin to feel like, man, it's not a bad apple to eat.
I mean, the only way you get to find out is if you are friends with them, Navi. And after a while, you begin to see them in a whole different light. The conversation will go on. By the way, you're listening to the 4Play podcast. We've got Detox in the house, KO Scarlett, and I'm Mr. Mega with the double G. Check us out on social media. It is at Cool FM Kano to get direct links. And the website is www.coolfm.ng. Before we get to ask the ladies if it's same, if they wouldn't mind, you know, having guys have a female besties, yo, we have to throw this question to Scarlett. How did you feel, first things first, right, when, you know, some of those revelations, you know, took over the social media space about, you know, some girls actually confessed that, you know, I be feeling the guy, and the guy has been friends with me for a while, and we kind of like have an understanding. He's not someone who's going to rat me out, so I'll probably just let him smash for a bit, and then, you know, we go our separate ways and continue to be friends.
Honestly, I feel like they already liked the guys before they even became friends, so like the whole thing didn't like start from, oh, let's be friends, and then, oh, this guy is, if you see a guy, if I see a guy, let me use myself as an example. If I see a guy and I like the guy and we get close, we're going to do something like immediately. There is no bestie and stuff like that. Like Kayo rightly said, if I see a guy and then we become friends, we're friends. Our friend zoned you, nothing is happening, except we started having sex initially when we just knew ourselves. That's the only time where the sex could continue. But if we started with friendship and then we got close and we became besties, in quote, nothing is happening. And I feel like guys make this bestie thing very difficult because you become friends with them, and then the next thing, they are throwing you all these talks like, I really like you.
That, you saw the apple before it was green, Detox. When it now started to become red.
But I mean, so if your bestie is not seeing someone, is there anything wrong with you guys smashing? If she's not seeing someone or he's not seeing someone, but you guys are like besties, that's not a problem, is it? I don't know.
Man, it ruins the friendship. For me, one thing about girls, from my own experience, having a female friend is not a bad idea. There are certain things that females do for you as a friend, from my experience, that your homeboys don't do.
100%.
There are certain things, like sometimes society, we always paint this image of women, oh, they're so materialistic, this, that. But when a girl is riding for you as a friend, man, bro, it's an asset. It's like, man, it could be more valuable than sex. So if you ruin it because you want to get some, well, maybe that's your only option. Good
we
for
can
you.
Get some as DB friends, okay?
Nah.
We can ride that thing out.
It changes the dynamic.
Oh, I don't know about y'all, but I've been in that situation before. I'm not gonna lie.
It's okay. Sounds more nice. Like a good change for Mega.
You know what I mean? Once though, not twice though. Quite a good number of times. And I said, look. Now, in all honesty, they always have the concern. Like, are you sure this is not going to mess the friendship that we have? But then I feel like there are different types of friendships, right? There's the type where you guys have gone beyond friends. It's almost like, how do I put it?
Friends with benefits.
Yeah, well, when you say benefit, it doesn't have to be sex now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really, benefits could be anything.
Friends with benefits. Don't change the theory of friends with benefits.
The benefit is large. It's not only the bed.
Scarlett,
you tell you are joining.
We all grew up knowing friends with benefits is friends that have sex.
That's it, man.
Wait, hold on. Where are we growing up with? It doesn't mean that we have to stick to it now. The other day, we're dragging the
for now, let's stick with it.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
But it still doesn't change the fact that we're friends, right?
Yeah, I mean,
okay, what about besties with benefits? That makes sense.
Well,
right?
I think most times when besties begin to have sex, in more times it ruins the friendship than it does go for the good side. Because, you know, and then now you can't even look at yourself the same. Once you start having sex, there are certain, it's like you're in a relationship in a different world now. So things that never meant anything to you and you'd never complain about to your bestie,
they
now become big issues.
Exactly.
And so that's like how, you know, you begin to have issues. There's so much things to talk about, this and then scores to settle. Before you know it, you don't even want to see her or him anymore because it's just wahala, and then it just ruins the friendship.
But before you go into having sex, do you have lines drawn? I mean, do you have that conversation that happens before anything goes down, right?
So besties or like male and female, most times when they have sex, it's not even a discussion prior. Sometimes they're just caught up in the moment, and then it happens, and then it ends up ruining the friendship. You think at the end of the sex, you're thinking, what are we now? You know, maybe this is going to solidify. There's a word for it, consummates the...
This is where the relationship starts.
Yeah, you know, this is where the relationship starts, but it ends up ruining the thing most of the times. I'm not saying there are no good stories like you. You have like 18 stories, right?
They are so lovely, Detox. Like, these stories are stories I would love to share on a very good day. But then, yeah, let me ask the guys this quick one, yeah? He is just a friend. Have we all been cheated, courtesy of these words? Let's start. Man, have you?
I've never been in that position.
Do you feel like maybe you have, but then you did not figure out?
No, I haven't. Absolutely not. Mm. But one thing I would say, though, sort of off topic, but of course still to do with this stuff, is this business of transitioning from friend zone to, you know, smashing the girl. One thing I believe is a rule that you should follow is if you have a female bestie and there's any possibility, because you know that thing they say, I married my best friend. I don't know if that stuff is real. if that could actually be true, if it could happen at some point, I think a guy always out. If you are dating somebody and you have a female bestie, don't be giving her too many details. The same way, if she's dating someone, let her not be telling you about these experiences with that guy. Because there's just something about when once a girl starts telling you about guys that she's having sex with, that's when men, that's in the friend zone, is so deep. it's so embarrassing. So I feel like that's a line you may not want to cross if ultimately you want to transition from that, you know, we're just friends, and marry your best friend.
We're going back to the question of, oh, he's just a friend. I feel like a good number of guys have problems with this because they've been just a friend, but they were smashing. So when your woman says, man, he's just a friend, you remember 200 or 400 times when you were just a friend, but you were getting the cookie.
Ooh.
So I think that's where the insecurities come in, and you begin to say, once I hear that, just a friend, you don't feel all right with it. You just wish your girl has, only female friends. It seems like, let me just go and sleep. Oh, female, what can go wrong?
Yeah.
But once the guy is in, you know, well, but you know, once Facts, man. No, but
the possibilities, though.
A lot of things.
Actually,
wait, hold on. A lot of things can go wrong, but I mean, don't you? Just a question, man,
don't
though.
You
no.
If she's doing like
no, I mean,
don't you be like, can I apply?
I'm
yet?
Not.
And next time you have any old girls out. Sign me up.
If your girlfriend has a girlfriend, is it not better than she has a boyfriend?
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
It's better now. If you even catch them, you'll be like, ooh, what is going on here?
Kind of like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson.
Well, is that like what you just said now? Would that also be nice if it applied to the other sex?
I mean, for a good number of guys, we don't mind if your girl cheated on you with another girl. It's like, ooh, yeah, just move on. Like, you just easily forgive her. You'd be like, can I be in the picture the next time? Like, I forgive you. Let's live as one big family.
And if your guy cheated on you.
But you don't want to hear any of that thing on the other side about, oh, you know, your girl is involved with another guy. It's just, oh my God.
But I want to get Scarlett's take on it because, guys, we're almost going to another entire topic. But if how would a girl feel if she found her guy cheating with a guy? Like, how does that even work in the world of a woman?
No, you need to be in on the action.
We're not letting it go.
Or you don't want to be a part of it. Like, no. Yo, let's get it.
No.
Like detox.
I mean, there's an easy way to forgive you.
What? No.
Let's do it and then all things are in the past.
Or is it easier to forgive? Let's put it that way. Than if it were a girl.
Please, cheese with a girl. Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
There we go. There we go. We have
a girl.
Oh, yes, we have to go ahead, guys. Let it be quoted, y'all.
Just for clarity's sake, a lot of guys would prefer you cheat with another girl.
Yeah.
It's been established.
You ain't gonna lie.
So now down to the ladies now. I know, you know, we don't reveal that we have female besties most of the time because, of course, there's 100% possibility that you are not going to be trusted to be around that bestie. Scarlett, have we been that very, very unprofessional over the years that has made y'all want to see things that way?
Personally, I don't care if you have a female bestie, honestly.
Whoa, another round of applause. Let's go, Scarlett. Let's get it.
Personally,
Scarlett
I
might
don't...
just be the one.
We have been.
Please.
Do you have a bestie?
I don't care if you have a female bestie. In fact, I want to know who your female bestie is. I want to be friends with her as well. I mean, there are lots of things that you can know if you're not trying to be too difficult. Once your girlfriend or boyfriend knows that you have an issue with them having like besties and stuff, they wouldn't be themselves around those people, and it's a lot more difficult for you to know if they are smashing the person or they are not smashing the person. But once you just keep an open mind, honestly, I don't care if you're doing anything, sha, don't let me sha see you. That's just it. But I know that 80% of guys, there's an 80% possibility that something might be going down. So I'm not thinking about it, right? I'm not thinking about it. So I really don't care if you have a female bestie, if you're smashing her, fine. If you're not smashing her, fine. As long as you're not putting it or rubbing it in my face, and as long as I don't catch you, because if I do, I won't do anything. I'll just get a male bestie and both of us be doing stuff on the side.
But what do you think about guys who say men and women cannot be friends? Because that's the thing that some guys say.
Yeah.
Like, a guy
it's
and girl cannot be friends.
I think people say that maybe from their own experience of they've tried to be friends with a girl, but it just ended up into something else. I've been friends with girls a lot of times that we just kept it as friends. So if I'm using my own experience, I'll tell you 100% a guy can be friends with a girl and without having sex.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
I agree with Detox. I feel like I believe it's very possible, right? Because, well, it's difficult these days because of how casual sex has become. I mean, back then it used to be like, you have to do a lot to get sex. But now, if you're not even friends with someone, and then you guys could just be, you know, getting it on and getting it done with.
But to me, the fact that sex, as you say, is more casually done, that's the more reason why you don't have to do it with your female friend. Like, there's so many other options. So why must it be the easy dangling fruit?
Like, have. Like yeah. You know, when you're comfortable with somebody, you feel like you can just do stuff with them and then everything can go unseen and no emotions or whatever. I don't know. But I feel like when you're comfortable, a lot of guys feel like they can have sex with people they're comfortable with, even when they said that it's not true, that you don't.
And you know, we love to experiment, Kale. I mean, let's say it the way it is, man. I would love to have sex with my neighbor. Let's see what it's like. I will probably just drop a map and then we are filling that map very meticulously. Let us get here, then we'll move to this one. Ew. And then we'll draw out a graph. It wouldn't be a bad idea for me to have. I mean, we can be that crazy. So yeah, we would want to, you know, jump into new waters.
Well, I don't know if this is in conclusion, but I'm not going to break up with my girl because she has a male bestie, but I'd prefer if she didn't have a male bestie. That's how I'm going to conclude.
Okay, but here's the thing. Let me just quickly ask before I conclude. Yeah, is there some kind of information that should never get to your bestie if you're in a relationship? Because I realize that, take guys for example, you might be in a relationship with Scarlett and then you have a bestie somewhere else, and then you are probably telling the bestie some of the things you're supposed to be telling Scarlett, because the bestie is probably more knowledgeable in that area than Scarlett. But Scarlett will prefer, you know, hey, tell me, I'm your girl. You know what I mean? So I want to know if there's a way we can draw a line. We even draw lines.
I feel like whether the bestie is a male or female, there are certain things you shouldn't tell them about your relationship and your partner. You know, doesn't change the fact, because some girls, in my opinion, they say too much about their relationship to their female best friend. It messes things up. It ruins either ruins their relationship or ruins that friendship with that bestie and all of that. So that to me, that's a standing rule. There are certain things you don't tell your bestie, whether male or female, that you would share with your partner.
For me, though, to conclude, don't have a male bestie, please. I'm begging you.
That's inevitable.
No, hold on. We can have friends. We can have male friends. But you see that bestie tag on it? There's something about it. We have been wounded in the past. And right now, our injuries have healed. So right now, we want them to stay that way. So try as much as, make me your bestie. If there's something you see in that male bestie of yours, you know, experiment with me. Maybe there are a couple things that you want me to do. Maybe you're not telling me how you need them done. Just have a conversation with me.
Do
maybe
you
I
want to
switch.
Have BDSM and your hands cuffed and your eyes, you know?
Yes.
They will spank your bum.
Whatever it takes, please bring it on. As far as it is me, thank you very much. All right, there you go. It is yet another episode in the bag, the 4Play podcast brought to you by Cool FM Con. No, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have listened to previous episodes. Something tells me that you have. If you haven't, where have you been? www.coolfm.ng/Connor. You can also check us out on social media. It is at Cool FM, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And of course, facebook.com/CoolFMConnor. Until next time, we see y'all.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.